houses did have the separate kitchens.
But you haven't seen them in Atlanta?
I've not seen them in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
It's more out in the country, I think.
More out in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would separate them simply for the protection of the house.
What do you mean?
It was very practical to separate them. Because the kitchen, you know, had the open fires,
mm-hmm.
And so consequently, it was safer, mm-hmm. because of all the cooking and the like. It was very practical, I think, to do it all away from the main house, mm-hmm. and if you did, the kitchen was most subject to having a fire,
mm-hmm.
so that if you did have one, it was localized,
mm-hmm.
and the main house remained
okay.
A little bit.
Got any more rooms down there that you haven't marked?
And of course, then there was a bedroom,
mm-hmm.
down, and then of course upstairs were bedrooms.
How many?
There were four. Seems there were four upstairs and a sort of a smaller room.
What was it?
We used it for a lot of things.
Did it have a name?
It didn't have a name. We just called it the room. We call it the room.
Okay.
Many times it became a bedroom. Many times it became a junk room.
Mm-hmm.
It became storage.
Mm-hmm.
As the years went by, many areas of the house changed and mm-hmm. became special areas, you know, so that they didn't all become, they didn't all stay
mm-hmm.
As we used. And as the family grew smaller, mm-hmm. rooms changed again.
Right.
So that.
Have you got all that label now?
Yes.
Okay, was there a porch on the back or just on the front?
This hall back here sort of turned into a, we called it the back porch.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of, there was a door there, and because mm-hmm. there was naturally a door there. But we used it for a lot of things. In the summer, we used it for dining. It was also used for a sort of gathering place. We washed out there, we ironed out there, mm-hmm. we played out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always enclosed.
Uh-huh.
At one time it was enclosed with just lattice and screen, and then later it was enclosed with glass, so that it became sort of everything. It was an all-purpose area, but we always still refer to it as the back porch.
Mm-hmm. All right. How was the house heated?
The house was heated at first with fireplaces in every room.
Mm-hmm.
It really did have a fireplace in every room. That's interesting, except naturally in the kitchen. But we had fireplaces, and many times when we were very small, we remember that the fireplaces were primarily being used. But then wood stoves.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, gas. Gas heaters,
mm-hmm.
But the house was mm-hmm. never centrally heated.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Do you know when it was built?
No, I don't know when it was built.
But it was. It was already built when your family moved in.
It was already built when my family moved in.
Mm-hmm. So it really goes back into the 19th century.
It probably does, but I don't know how old the house really was.
It would almost have to be after the Civil War because
everything
was burned down.
Yes, it was. It was much later.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But I don't know how far back. I suppose it could very well. I suppose it would have to go back into the 19th century.
Mm. Maybe you like Victorian music because you grew up in a Victorian
house.
Maybe
that's probably the reason.
Well, okay, let me have my book back so that I can. I think I might even be able to do this without the book, but.
Yes, that really does bring back some wonderful and marvelous memories.